I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thank you all for joining us. Today, I am formally introducing articles of impeachment against RFK Jr. I announced my intent to start impeachment proceedings against RFK in September, and today we're doing it. Secretary Kennedy is driving up cost, endangering lives, undermining public health, betraying public trust, and threatening Michigan families and our world-class research institutions. These are violations of his oath of office. We are in a public health emergency. It is time to protect science, protect lives, and to hold him accountable. RFK Jr.'s dangerous misinformation campaign is undermining public trust in doctors, researchers, and life-saving medicine. We've seen him fire vaccine experts and replace them with conspiracy theorists who are making Americans, specifically children, more vulnerable to deadly diseases. He's now even saying that infants shouldn't get Hep B vaccines. We've watched him ignore the science and make outlandish claims about Tylenol, vaccines, and autism. And his reckless cuts for cancer research, vaccine development, and other critical programs mean fewer discoveries and fewer cures for the future. Michigan is home to world-class research institutions. Our universities, U of M, MSU, Wayne State, and Michigan Tech save lives and create good-paying jobs. I've heard from Michigan researchers, doctors who are doing cutting-edge pediatric cancer research in my state, that their funding is being slashed. Let me say that again. RFK's cuts are preventing Michigan's best and brightest from fighting childhood cancer. It's cruel. I've heard from Republican doctors in Michigan who've been calling me to thank me for standing up for science and against RFK's chaos. RFK Jr. is making decisions that raise healthcare costs for Michigan families. He championed the Big Beautiful Bill, which will kick millions off their insurance. He's eliminated public health recommendations for certain vaccines, creating uncertainty about whether insurance companies have to cover them. Under his leadership, RFK Jr. has tried to make it harder to enroll in affordable healthcare plans, forcing Americans to pocket extra costs and increase the number of people who will go without insurance. For months, I have sounded the alarm, demanding answers about his cuts to cancer research and specifically pediatric cancer research. I have heard from scientists, vaccine experts, doctors in Michigan, even Republican doctors, that he has been reckless. I called on him to resign when he doubled down by slashing cancer research and vaccine programs. I introduced legislation to restore the funding he gutted for cancer research. When he ignored those calls and pushed new conspiracy theories about Tylenol, I called on him to resign again. Enough is enough. We cannot allow a public official to weaponize misinformation while cutting the very research that saves lives. It's time today to impeach RFK Jr. This is about protecting the health and safety of Michigan families and every American. I will always stand up for science, truth, and the health of every family. And that is what this is about. This is what leadership looks like. And this is what Michigan deserves. I look forward to your questions.
All right, we'll go to Russ McNamara first. Russ, you should be able to unmute right now.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for doing this. So what's been the reaction to Democratic leadership in the House to this idea of impeaching RFK Jr.?
Well, I'm certainly eager to have my colleagues stand alongside me. I worked very closely with the House Energy and Commerce Committee staff on the Democratic side, Democratic Ranking Member Frank Pallone, and I'm very eager to have our Democratic leader, Hakeem Jeffries, stand alongside me as this moves forward. This is obviously a very serious moment in our country and for public health. I was also very pleased to work with an organization called Stand With Science, comprised of scientists and medical researchers and advocates who want to see this action go forward.
So just to be clear, Hakeem Jeffries does, he has endorsed this move to impeach RFK Jr.
Well, I'm certainly not going to speak for him, but I am taking this step to introduce the articles today on behalf of the public health and safety of all Americans and of Michiganders who I've heard from, families breaking down because of these cuts and the rollbacks and the stopping of clinical trials, people who I've heard from back home repeatedly. Even those Republican doctors who have thanked me because medical research on the NIH website has been removed, work is being stopped, and people's lives are on the line.